This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Male in the Maldives on the second leg of his two-nation visit. This marks the Prime Minister's third visit to the Maldives and the first visit by a head of state to the Maldives during the presidency of Dr. Mohamed Muizzu. In a special gesture, President of the Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizzu, received the Prime Minister at the airport. The Prime Minister said he is deeply touched by this gesture of President Muizzu. He said the India-Maldives friendship will scale new heights of progress in times to come. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was accorded a warm and vibrant cultural reception at Velala International Airport in Male, greeted by enthusiastic Maldivian citizens. This vibrant welcome underscored the strong and growing ties between two nations. The Indian diaspora also turned out in large numbers to extend warm welcome to the Prime Minister. Chow dance performance of Indian children was appreciated by everyone. Afternoon, the Prime Minister will hold discussions on the issues of mutual interest with President Muizzu. Two leaders will also take stock of the progress in the implementation of India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership adopted during the state visit of President of Maldives to India in October 2024. Both nations are expected to sign several MOUs. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Male, Maldives.
Talking to Akashvani, High Commissioner of India to the Maldives, G. Balasubramanian, said during President Muizzu's visit to India last year, the RuPay card was launched in the Maldives. He informed that both sides are engaged in serious negotiations regarding the launch of UPI in the Maldives.
Both sides are on at very serious level of negotiations in terms of launching the UPI also. I would say that we are more or less there. And once it is agreed by both the countries, there will be some terms and conditions under which the implementation period will be decided. And I'm sure in the near future, it would be possible for citizens of both the countries to avail of the benefit of UPI, which has been a great success in India.
Under the project Arogya Maitri, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to hand over Bharat Health Initiative for Sahyog Hit and Maitri, that is Bhishma Cube, a portable mini hospital, to the citizens of the Maldives. Air Marshal Sandeep Thareja, Director General Medical Services, Indian Air Force, explained the features of this facility.
The basic concept behind the whole thing is that one world, one nation. Most important thing is the golden hour concept, which means that in 1 hour time, preferably 30 minutes, help should reach. So one is speed of deployment. The second thing is after reaching the place, how to deploy fast and have ready-made solutions to save time.
Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the house. BJP MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, appealed to the opposition members to go back to their seats and allow the house to function. Meanwhile, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said he should be allowed to speak on the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024, which was moved for consideration and passing. Mr. Meghwal said it is an important bill related to the interest of scheduled tribes, but the opposition members continued with their protest. Despite repeated appeal of the chair, the opposition continued with their sloganeering, forcing the chair to adjourn the house for the day. Similar scene was witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned at 12 noon and then finally for the day following the opposition ruckus over various issues. In Rajasthan, 7 students died and more than 20 were injured when a school building collapsed in a village in Manohar Thana Assembly constituency of Jhalawar district. Equity benchmark indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading in the red this afternoon session. The 30-share BSE Sensex was trading 700 points lower at 81,484, while NSE Nifty 50 declined 240 points to 24,822 a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.